With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, it's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, Intern Anthony, and Louie Louie.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone from CBS FM.
And Intern Anthony from New 102.7.
And this is episode number what, Ant? Tell them.
53, baby.
Can you imagine that? 53 episodes of this nonsense. We're here with our producer, and the guy's amazing. Louis Polisi's in the house. Let's give it up.
Yo, what's up, guys? Good to see you.
Got his Mets shirt on. Look at you with the Mets shirt. You must be pulling your hair out.
Yeah, I hate myself. I like to wear things that make me upset.
What, the Mets are doing so great all year. Top of the hill, top of the charts all year. And then all of a sudden, like every other year, the chips start falling away, huh?
What else do you expect? You know, it was a facade. They were winning, you know, and it wasn't real. Now the reality kicked in. They're playing good teams and that's it. It's done.
I'm not a sports guy and I don't follow sports, but it seems like this happens to you guys a lot.
It happens every year to the Mets.
Yeah.
You never saw the Family Guy episode where Stewie slams his hat on the ground?
Yeah.
You know, when the Mets? Yeah, there's a whole bit. It's so funny. You got to look at it on YouTube. It's hysterical.
I mean, you think because they're a young team, a lot of the guys are young, right, Lou, on the team?
Yeah, no, they just suck. It's just.
Wow.
All it is.
Wow. They just talk about putting it bluntly.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Talk about putting it bluntly.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Ant?
It's been a long 2 weeks for me, Joe. I've been sitting home. I finish our radio show in the morning, and then I come home. I do nothing because my girlfriend is out in the motherland.
Right. She went back to Italy.
Yeah, she got deported.
Wow.
No, she's on vacation.
I saw some pictures that she posted from Italy online.
What'd you think?
Oh, with I don't know, some Italian guy she was with by the name of Luca. He was walking around with her.
Yeah. You
know? He's the new baggage handler. He took over in Italy. He's carrying the bags all over the Via Veneto, you know? You must be losing your mind.
Well, no, I'm not, because she only stays with family there, thank God, because the Italian guys, they look at women like they're just packages of meat.
This
it's
is
insane.
What she told you. This is what she said. All right, keep going.
I've seen it.
I believe you.
But now she's with family only, thank God. And she's coming home tomorrow night, which I can't wait for.
What are you doing? Are you going to like go to the airport with like the new Utrecht High School marching band? What are you going to do? It's a big deal. You must be going nuts. Have you been like FaceTiming her? Like, have you been able to do that?
It's weird because Italy's 6 hours ahead of us. So like, you know, I'll be coming home from work. I'm exhausted. She's sitting down to eat dinner. So we've been on different schedules for 2 weeks now.
And it's been very hot there. It was like 121 degrees in Sicily last week. Mm-hmm.
One of the days she was in Venice and it was 118 degrees. She sent me the screenshot from her phone. It was hot here too, though. It's been a bitch here lately.
So she must have been on the gondola trying to breeze out.
Yeah.
With the guy behind her singing Santa Lucia. She must be like having the time of her life. I mean, this guy, look at him. He's turning all red. Look at him. He's turning all red.
Because you're getting me nervous now. I got to start tracking her. That's what's going to happen now.
Oh, you don't have that thing on your watch?
No. Why? No? You track your wife?
No. I got more people tracking me than I need. I don't need my wife tracking me too.
Do your kids track you? Yeah. Come on.
There's a lot of people that track me. Trust me.
He's tracking all of them.
Tracking all over the place.
Are you tracking any? Like, do you track your daughters or anything?
I don't
like
track
that?
Anybody. My
Which,
dog,
by the
dog,
way,
the only one who has a track on him is my dog. I got that little chip in him. If he runs away, I can find him.
Okay. And I, by the way, since I mentioned the daughters, I want to congratulate another Causey has been engaged.
I know.
I'm very happy. Congratulations.
I'm done, man. I'm done.
Yeah, you're going to be on the radio till you're 85.
I know. I'm done, man. You don't understand. This is crazy.
One day, you got two weddings to pay for now.
One day, you're going to see me dangling off the Verrazano Bridge.
It's going to come to a point where they just roll a coffin into the CBS FM studio. They just got to keep you on the air.
Oh, man.
How do you feel about that? Because your baby daughter got engaged first, right?
Yeah. No, they're twins.
They're twins?
They're twins.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought the one that just got engaged was older.
No, they're twins. So one.
They may take offense to that, too, that one of them looks older than the other one.
One's getting married next December, and then the other one is on deck now, you know.
I hope hers is January. Probably is.
My luck probably will be.
It'd be better for you because if you want to get hit, you'd rather just get hit all at once, right?
And she's marrying a Diker Heights guy like you.
I'm not marrying a Diker Heights guy.
But you'd like to.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to.
I know you.
Except for life.
Look at you. You're all manscaped. Look at you. You got like the whole crop beard thing going. Oh, yeah.
Do you like the beard or no?
Not me personally, but it looks good.
Yeah.
You look like a gladiator, you know?
My barber told me I should take it off for reasons in which I can't explain on the podcast.
Where do you get your haircut? Do you still go to Brooklyn or you go, where do you go?
No, I stopped going to Brooklyn a long time ago. There's a place in Staten Island. I'll shout them out right here. Modern Male.
I know those guys.
Of Staten Island. Yeah, it's in the same parking lot as Z2. Ask for Yvonne. The guy, I mean, he's literally still got marinara sauce on the side of his face from Italy.
The guy's name is Yvonne?
Yeah, he just got here from Italy. Speaks very little English. You just got to show him what you like.
Look at Lou. Look when he said his name. He lit up like Christmas morning.
Yvonne.
He's a nice guy.
Yvonne. Hi, I'm Yvonne Anthony. Sit here, please.
Well, I mean, think about it. He's putting his life in his hands.
Yeah.
Imagine if he gives him a bad haircut. What would happen?
Don't they give you a massage afterwards in that place?
It's so that it's kind of an expensive haircut, but the reason is because they give you a massage and then they wash your hair before and after the haircut too, which I like because that's annoying when you leave and you got all the little clippings. Wow. Where do you go? I know the guy that you go to.
So you leave like with a very happy feeling, like nice ending
easy.
Of the day.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy there.
Yvonne takes care.
Yeah. Yvonne does the right thing there.
I can barely go straight there too. When I leave.
Does your father go there too?
Yes, my dad.
Him too?
I've gotten him to transfer over too because a lot of the places closed. There was a big one on Staten Island that closed, and we don't go to Brooklyn anymore for a haircut. No. There's no reason to. Why, you still go to Brooklyn for your haircuts?
No. I go to Brooklyn to eat, and then I come back.
I drove down my old block in Brooklyn. Holy shit. It's disgusting. It's no one takes care of their houses anymore. No one. My dad used to be outside every night sweeping, bleaching the sidewalk. Nothing.
Washing the cement, you know?
Yeah. It looks like no one's lived there in years.
You know, what are you going to do? It's a change. You know, it'll come back again. That's how it is.
If you look through my front window in Brooklyn, where I used to live, the day that we left, a light went out in the dining room, and you can see it from the front of the house. A light went out, and we didn't fix it. We didn't bother to fix it. They could fix it when they move in. We left 3 years ago. That light is still out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So go in the house and change the bulb.
I did actually go back to my house. I rang the bell because we left our American flag there, and I didn't know what they did with it. I didn't know if they threw it out or not. Turned out
they crumpled it up. Who owns the house now? What are they, Americans?
They're a nice young couple. I believe Chinese.
Yeah.
And they had the American flag still, so we took it back. They crumpled it up, put it in the bag. And I said, no, we can't do this. I got to take it.
Have you gone back to the neighborhood? Lou, you are an 18th Avenue guy.
Yeah, but I have the same deal with what Anthony's talking about. I go back to see my house in Marine Park that I moved from a couple of years ago, because when I go to the Met games, I drop off my buddy that lives in the neighborhood. And it's the same thing. The mulch I left in the front is still there. The weeds are growing up so high. They look like trees. Wow. It's like nobody's touched the house since we, it looks like nobody even moved in. It's crazy. I don't know what happened.
Maybe we were the schmucks this whole time for taking care of the houses and spending money. Because
that's how we were raised, to take care of the house, make it look good, you know.
I mean, I had two huge trees on that corner, and I would spend hours during the fall just cleaning the leaves out of there and blowing them away, putting them in bags. It's a mess. You know how, like, when leaves are stuck underneath something and they get all sticky and they don't go away? Like, that's the whole corner. Like, when I pass through, it's terrible. I feel
you
bad.
Get a little sad when you go back in.
Oh, it kills me. It kills me. And I have to say, I do like Staten Island. It's pretty to look at.
But your girlfriend's still there, right?
She's still there. So I always go to Brooklyn. And if I ever get off at the Bay 8th Street exit where I'm from, I still feel home when I get there. It's to me, that still is like, okay, I belong here. I do not feel that way on Highland Boulevard. I do not feel that way on the 440. I feel that way when I see my part of the Belt Parkway or the BQE.
Right, right.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I love going back to Brooklyn.
But do you drive down your block, or is that
every
too much?
Single time?
Every time you go to Brooklyn?
Every single time.
Really?
Yes. I'll get off at Cropsey Avenue or Bay 14th. I'll get off there, 14th Avenue, and go past the house. Then get back on the Belt Parkway and sit in traffic for 2.5 hours to go out to Long Island. You know, I've been in traffic 3 times the last week for over an hour.
Oh, the traffic has been. Let's hear. That's another reason why I miss Brooklyn so much. The Staten Island Expressway and the Verrazano Bridge need to be deconstructed, and they need to try it again.
Mm-hmm.
There should be one bridge going in, one bridge going out.
Well, when was it? Last Friday night. They had the top of the deck closed of the bridge.
Yeah.
And the bottom deck had only, and one lane was closed on the bottom deck. So 8 lanes of traffic was trying to go through 2 lanes.
Uh-huh. And this happens everywhere.
Yeah, but the traffic problem, backed all the way up to Bay Parkway.
Yeah, but what pisses me off so much, you get traffic anywhere in the world. It shouldn't be $18 to get through if it's that shitty. For the love of Christ, figure it out.
Somebody's making a lot of cash on this.
So I wanted to, maybe you know more about this. I've been told that when the Verrazano Bridge was first around, there was only supposed to be a toll on that bridge for a couple of years until they paid it off, right?
Right. Now all the money goes to the Long Island Railroad.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
That's great.
Just try to imagine how much money is made on that bridge, like a day, an hour, figure an hour.
I'd take 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, really.
20 minutes. Jesus. Really? And I don't get how people still don't have. I understand some people are struggling, but even if you're struggling, how don't you have Easy Pass yet at this point? How do you wait or get it in the mail? It's cheaper to sign up, and it doesn't cost anything to sign up either, right?
They don't want to get tracked, man. Yeah. People don't want to get tracked.
So they're paying all that money so that nobody tracks them.
Hey, they want to be left alone.
All right. Very mysterious the way you said that.
I had a good week last week. Did I tell you what I was doing?
Well, I mean, you're like horse shit. You're all over the place. If you check Instagram, if you check at 9 o'clock in the morning, Joe Causey's in Pennsylvania. If you check Instagram at 2 in the afternoon, he's doing the Mob Wives in whatever the field is in Coney Island, Keyspan Park, whatever the hell.
What is it with the Mob Wives? I was the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Whatever they are. Then you check Instagram at 6:30 at night while you're eating dinner. I haven't gotten off my couch all day. Joe has been in 3 different states because now he's in Connecticut at an opening of a restaurant for some Italian guy. What's with you?
Hey, you got to get out there. You got to shake agent? Hands and kiss babies. That's what you got to do.
Who's your agent, and why haven't you run for a political position?
You know, yet? I'm waiting for somebody to approach me to run for president or borough president of Staten Island. I want to do that.
This is big, and you announced this on a podcast.
I'm a good guy. I'm pretty conscientious of the people of Staten Island. I can take care of them. I make
and
sure the money goes to the right place.
I think you're right in between. You're not wearing a red hat that says "Make America Great Again."
Exactly.
But you're also not being in Central Park.
Right. I'm right down the road. You know, I think I can make this happen. You know,
Louis, this is big. I mean, we just heard the first rumors of Joe Causey running for borough president.
It would be huge. It would be a great thing.
Can you give
it would be a win-win all around.
Right now, here on the podcast, let's hear you do your first political attack commercial.
I don't even want to get paid, all right, my friends? I don't even want to get paid to be borough president.
What are you, Trump? I'll take $1, $1 of that, Jim, let me tell you.
I'm serious. I don't want to get paid. Let me just make sure everybody's taken care of out there. The businesses are running okay. The streets, the Verrazano Bridge is taken care of, you know.
Uh-huh.
A nice communication with the mayor, you know.
We got to get the Staten Island Advance to report this. This is huge news.
Yeah.
Joe Causey may run for borough president.
So you're 100% serious. You really want to do this?
Hell yeah. I do that.
So make the announcement right now. Official pitch. Go ahead. Do it.
I want to be borough president of Staten Island.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. Mind
I want
blown.
To make sure there's a pizzeria on every corner.
See, now you're joking again. We got to know.
No, okay. I'm serious.
No. Give us 30 seconds, a serious pitch, an announcement that we can put out to everybody right now. You're making your official canvas.
I'm tired about the way Staten Islanders are being treated right now. I really am. You know, all seriousness aside, I mean, they talk about we're the forgotten borough. We really are the forgotten borough, you know, and we give so much to the city. You know, so many of these people on what are we, over 500,000 people on Staten Island, and 490,000 of these people head into Manhattan every day and they go to work. You know what I mean? And we produce a lot of money for the city, and they should reciprocate and take care of the people in this borough.
And now end it with, my name's Joe Causey, and I approve.
My name is Joe Causey, and I do approve this message.
Wow. And then the next one airs. Joe Causey is a liar. Yeah. He's lying to you. He's a terrible guy. Joe Causey. Yeah. Fraud.
Yeah. Joe Causey pretends to eat sausage and peppers. He's a liar.
I'm not a liar. I don't
see
lie.
The red X on it. Smear campaign.
And that's not why I go out every day and kiss babies and shake hands.
But it works for you.
I like going out. I've done that my whole career. I love going out and being in front of the people. What do you want me to do?
And I'm not saying that you're not genuine, but what I'm trying to say is you're a good politician already. So I think that I'm all for this. I can't wait.
It's a good fit. It's a good fit.
It is. And nothing could be worse than Max Rose and Nicole Malliotakis killing each other on commercials. So
I love Nicole. Like,
yeah, she's good.
She's a good friend of mine. I was with her at Cyclone, at the Brooklyn Cyclone. She was there. She threw out the first pitch 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What was with all that? Are you seeing one of those housewives on the side? What's going on there?
I was helping out Maimonides Medical Center. It was It was a fundraiser for breast cancer, mm-hmm. for the breast center of Maimonides Medical Center. And we raised a lot of money. They came out. They did a charity softball game. And
awesome.
They played all the surgeons and the doctors from Maimonides. And a lot of people came out to see the housewives. It was a good night.
Well, I'm glad that you waited until, I mean, you have so much stuff going on this week. I'm glad you waited until right now on our podcast and dropped this bomb. Because this is, pardon my French, this is fucking huge. You could... Something could happen out of this.
We could go on with this. We could make this happen. We could change the borough.
Yeah. Can I be your press secretary?
You can if you want.
Someone asks a question. Joe said this, but he was lying. Hey, listen, sweetheart, sit down and mind your fucking business.
That's right.
Don't worry about what he said.
So, guys, so now, Joe, you're going to have to do fundraisers. You're going to have to do these events around the island.
We could do that.
Know.
He's
so
already doing them.
But will you? No, I know, but. Will you have Anthony be like your entertainment?
Yes.
Where he can do some voices and stuff.
He could be my opening act.
Yeah. And you say when you put the flyer together, say, come support Joe Causey for borough president.
Yeah.
And intern Anthony's going to be my entertainment for the event.
Right. He could be my Joey Cola for like Rachel Ray. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that Louis cares enough about me to think that. But I have a bone to pick with Mr. Causey here.
Uh-oh. What happened
because
now?
I do consider that our relationship has blossomed in the last three or four years. Look, he's already rubbing his eyes. What are you, asleep?
I'm tired. I've been busy. I've been out all day.
Well, I think you've been busy with the comedian Anthony Rodia, who's your new favorite Anthony. Because he's so good. Sure as shit is.
Love him.
Yeah, love I know him. You love him.
We got to get him on the podcast.
Get him on. You're his best friend. Tomorrow.
What are you mad night, about him for?
Tomorrow night, roll over and ask him, hey, sweetheart, do you want to be on the podcast? Wait a minute.
What are you mad about Anthony Rodia for?
Joe knows how long I've been trying to get into comedy, how much I want to open for him for things, hype him up. And oh, the only guy there is him and Anthony Rodia hugging each other like they grew up next door.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Maybe I'm just jealous because you got another Anthony in your life.
There's a lot of Anthonys I know.
Well, I should be the only Anthony.
I got to tell you, Anthony Rodia is right up there.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen his act yet?
No, I have not seen him in person.
He's right up there. He's right up there, and he's going to be huge. Trust me.
I did see Sebastian Maniscalco in Atlantic City last week.
Yeah, okay.
You don't like it, Sebastian?
Oh, I like Sebastian. He's funny. I've seen him 8 times.
He got a little politically incorrect in this new bit that he does. It was bad. I mean, there was an Asian couple in the front row, and he goes, and this is his words, not mine. He goes, look, we got an Asian couple in the front row. And then he bowed to both of them on purpose as to make fun of their culture. And then he goes, you see these two people, they don't even understand what the fuck I'm saying. Somebody just told them to come sit in this room.
Oh, shit.
He said some really bad stuff. Yeah, wow. really.
So what do you want to try to knock him down and get his position is what you're trying to do right now?
No, I just wouldn't be surprised.
Are you jealous of his celebrity? Is that what it
is? I'm not jealous. He worked his ass off. I just wouldn't be surprised if cancel culture gets a hold of him eventually.
Wow.
Very
That's a
bad.
Big deal.
He called Atlantic City. He was frustrated with the venue because he said that Atlantic City was the ghetto. And you know, everybody kind of just in the audience. And Chris Christie was sitting 2 rows ahead of me, right in front of me. Yeah, he didn't make it.
Were you able to see the stage with him sitting in front of you?
Let me tell you something. I've seen some big asses in my life. Yeah. I didn't know they make belts that big.
Yeah. He's a big boy. I mean, a DXL guy.
DXL when he's on a diet. That man is enormous.
Yeah.
And not tall, but my God.
Where'd you see him? At the Borgata?
Yes, it was at the Borgata, which that's another thing is that Sebastian Maniscalco sold out Madison Square Garden 4 nights in a row. Now he's doing the Borgata. It looked like a radio convention.
Yeah, but he was at the Borgata for 2 months.
But come on. They had like Vegas diner chairs set up in the audience, and that's how we watched them. It was kind of sad to see him like that.
Oh, that's a big deal. That's a big venue.
It's not.
What were you in, the theater or the event, or the music box?
There had to be no more than 500 people there, which is a lot.
No,
I mean, got it.
No way. You're hallucinating. No.
You're right. You're right. I was hallucinating. You're right. You were there.
And now he's got a cooking show now, Sebastian.
Yeah, they played that commercial every 15
seconds.
Are you
mad about that too?
No, I'm not mad about that.
You want to be a cook now too? Is that what you want to do? You want to be a cook now?
He's mad.
You're mad about that too? You can't see people making money. That's what it is. No. This is what it comes down to. You can't see people achieving their success and making money.
No, that's not it. Because what will happen is this cooking show, you'll go there and go, hey, guys, it's Brooklyn's own Joe Causey here with my best friend, the only guy who does good voices. Yeah, keep them.
This is what you got to do, man. You got to leave your girlfriend for a month and a half, get on a tour bus, head out, and hit all these little comedy clubs. You got to start making a name for yourself.
That's fine. Where is this tour bus that you speak of?
You got to do it. Get in your self-driving car and head out to, you know, all these little places. Why don't you do an open mic night in Manhattan?
I've called.
You're serious? You want to? I have a connection at Caroline's. I can get you on their Tuesday night new talent.
Yeah,
go. And you can do a set there.
I'll go. I'll go see you.
Yeah, we did that with our former weatherman. We just put if they had Tuesday nights as their new talent segment. So you'll get a set. Yeah.
Would you do this, or would you rather just keep sitting there hammering against Sebastian Maniscalco?
Yeah.
Because he achieved all this celebrity.
His days are numbered. Lock me in for Tuesday night.
Hey, he's been in movies. He's got a new movie coming out. You know who's playing his father?
Who?
Robert De Niro.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess he's a little big.
Just a little bit.
I think he's doing a little well.
Just a little bit. Yeah. But I guess we got to go because Joe's got to cook dinner for Anthony Rodia. So,
either way, I don't know when this is going to air, but I'm going to be with Anthony Rodia in New Jersey at the Brownstone. If you're around, come by and say hello. We're going to be doing an autograph session at the end of the show. If you're not doing any, come by. I'll introduce you.
I bet you're going to be doing a session with him.
Yeah.
Looking down the line, we might be looking at the borough president of Staten Island and the next Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yes.
Years from now. It was like they were on this little podcast, and now they're just so huge, both of these guys.
My goal for the next year, for 2022, is to make you a comedy star, Anthony.
That's all I'm asking. You got
this is what I'm going to do. Wazoo. You want it? I'm happy that you came to me on the day of my daughter's engagement to ask me to help you out.
Oh my goodness.
And I hope this day will never come, but I promise to help you out.
And if it doesn't work out, I can always be your press secretary. Yeah.
And one day I will ask you for a favor, Ian.
No problem.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Uh-huh. All
right. Yeah.
So
any other movie ideas? You
put a call into Jimmy Valentino, one of those guys, and we'll help you out.
Okay. All right. You do that. And I'll lay off Anthony Rodia for a little while.
All right. This is Brooklyn's Own Joe Causey from CBS FM.
And press secretary to the borough president, Brooklyn's Own Joe Causey, intern Anthony from New 1027.
And Louie, and we will catch you next time on the Brooklyn's Own podcast.
And his name's Joe Causey.
And I approve this message.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.